Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Jack Thomason, who's a professional house planner with HGTV, and we're in Jacksonville, Florida, at the first smart home by HGTV, and it's got Shaw products in it. Jack, how you doing?
Doing great today, Kemp. How are you?
Well, good to be with you. I think this is the fifth or sixth time we've been together, but this time for a slightly different topic. Shaw's involvement is not much different, but this home is very different because it's called the smart home. So talk about this transition from green home to smart home.
Yeah, this is our first ever HGTV smart home, and it's actually an extension of our HGTV green home project. We worked on the HGTV green home for 5 years, and this year we simply transitioned it to smart. The home is still green, but it's also flooded with a lot of new technology, great ideas for your own home, and then just smart ideas in general, because being green is smart, being energy efficient is smart, conserving water is smart, plus, of course, smart technology.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about a few of those features that make it beyond green. When you first walk in, it's an open format, so you've got right out of the front door, you walk into the living room den area, and then right into that is the living room and then the kitchen. It's all one big room, which if you want to divide them up, you've done a great job of doing some curtains and some really neat design items. But in that living room, you have three screens, which can be artwork, or if you push the right button, they roll up, and it's three large televisions, right?
Yeah, this house is definitely a house for entertaining, and that's a good example of one of those features. Literally, if you were having a dinner party, for example, and your guest arrived, when they walked into your great room, what they would see on the wall are three beautiful pieces of artwork, this wonderful original triptych. But on game day, by contrast, the artwork retracts to reveal three 55-inch television sets in the great room that on which you can watch whatever you'd like to watch on any of the given three, to listen to whichever of the three you'd like to listen to, both inside and outside the house. I mean, on game day, it's going to be the most popular house in the neighborhood.
Definitely. It's also, like I said, been to many of these. It's got all the great architectural features that you see in all these homes that you've done. Every time you go in there, you see all these neat ideas. I don't know where you get these great ideas, but one thing you do every time you do this home, and I got to point it out, and then we'll get to the flooring in a minute, is you always tie it into where it is, the local area. And one of the things you've tied in here, obviously, Jacksonville Beach is one of the oldest beach areas in Florida, and you've got some really cool visuals, some old pictures on the wall going back toward the bedrooms. It's a whole mural of pictures of the beach back in the 20s and 30s, right?
Right. The house is located in Jacksonville Beach, Florida, and the whole beaches area here in Northeast Florida has the Jacksonville Beaches Historical Society that has an archive of about 3,000 photos from the turn of last century, and they're wonderful. And so we took advantage of having access to those, and we enlarged 12 of them to 17 by 24, framed them beautifully, and banked the entry hall with them. And it's so interesting to see how historical photos can look somewhat contemporary, because in the oversized scale plus the framing and banking them all together, they look tremendous. And I just love that they're actual photos from this area, and they just continue to help ground the house in this community.
One more little quick feature as far as technology is concerned. You run this house using iPads, and it has all kinds of areas where you can keep your iPads. Let's move to the flooring real quick. Again, Shaw's in this home throughout. You have beautiful dark hardwood in certain areas. Naturally, since they're the largest carpet producer in the world, you have plenty of their carpet, most of it bound into rugs. It's very nice. You know, flooring has changed in the 6 years you've been working in conjunction with Shaw. And now in one of the rooms, you have one of these ultra soft carpets. What do you think, ultra soft carpet?
You know, it's spectacular. I mean, the name kind of says it all, where it's definitely something that you would want to sink your toes into. And we are continually amazed with the new introductions that Shaw has every year, and so pleased that as we work on these projects with them, they're a sponsor of the house, and that we have so much to choose from. And our goal every year with these houses is for each one to have its own unique identity. And so to use the same products year after year would go against that. But that's just not the case when we're working with Shaw. They have so much to select from, and they're wonderful partners in this house.
So this is a 2,400 square foot home. It's a sweepstake. People can go now on the website. They can enter to win. And when do they pick the winner for this house?
You know, the sweepstakes is going on right now through May 30th. After that date, we'll select one lucky individual who gets it all. I mean, this is our HGTV Smart Home Sweepstakes. That person wins the house, the furnishings, the accessories, the artwork, all the smart features, a new car, $100,000 cash. It's a prize package worth about $900,000, all to one person who gets lucky, who goes online to HGTV.com and HGTVremodels.com every day between now and May 30th and takes the time to enter for their chance to win.
Yeah. Now, how long have you been working on this project?
You know, most of my projects are a year in scope, but the first 6 to 7 months of that is really all planning. And we build these houses on a very fast scale. This house we built in 5 months. If you have an opportunity to see this house, you definitely would not see the sacrifice of quality in any area of the house. But in order to build a quality house like this in that amount of time, it takes a lot of planning and a great team. And every year I hire a new team in the area where we build the house. I had a great partners here in Jacksonville Beach, Florida, and we're so proud of this house.
Yeah, we should also call out to Linda Woodrum, who obviously is tied in with all of these projects with you, and she's the interior designer, right?
She is. Linda Woodrum is just an amazing talent. She's the interior designer on this house. You can see this house also through the virtual tour that's online at HGTV.com. So if your listeners want to see the house, literally every inch of it and what we created and what Linda created with the interiors, it's all there on the virtual tour.
Okay, Jack, great to see you again. Again, been talking to Jack Thomason, who's the professional house planner with HGTV, about the smart home, the first smart home down in Jacksonville, Florida. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.